Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings. This is the Illumination Station. Welcome, listeners. My partner Jacqueline may have been detained. I have not heard from her yet, so we're going to go ahead with the show and talk a little bit today about some exciting things that are going on in the heavens. I know there's a few of you on hold already, but this is very exciting. This full moon that we just had was very good. We talked about that last week. But this new moon that we have now, that's coming in tomorrow, it's amazing because it's also the Chinese New Year. It's a beautiful chart with the sun and the moon kissing an early Aquarius. And because of that, it's all about higher mind energy. It's all about really looking into making progress, which all of us want to do these days because things have been on hold for so long. But things are going to start to be moving forward, and you're going to see that in some of the things that are going to happen just over the next couple of weeks, because this new moon is just going to be a refreshment, I think, to everyone. Well, we have some people on hold, so let me go ahead and take our first caller. Moving forward. And
you're on the air.
And some of the things are going to happen just over the next couple of weeks. Because this new moon is going to be a refreshment to everyone.
Hello, you're on the air.
Well, we have some people on hold, so let me go ahead and take our first caller.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello? Hello, you're on the air.
Hello? Danielle.
Hi, how are you doing tonight?
Good, how are you?
Great. My friend Jacqueline has not just tuned in just yet, but we're here on the air, and I wanted to take a look at your chart, I guess. This new moon's pretty exciting. Oh, can you hold on? I think that she just came on. Hold on one moment.
Thanks.
Jacqueline, are you there?
I'm here.
Great. I've got Danielle on. She's our first caller.
Hi, Danielle. I'm sorry. Hey. I was trying to get in, and I couldn't get in for some reason. So it took me a little bit longer.
Yeah, the technology's a little bit weird tonight. I keep hearing an echo, too. So we're just going to try and tough through it.
There you go.
All right, Danielle.
It is
have
an interesting night for that.
Yes, it is. This new moon coming up tomorrow, I'm very excited about it.
Yes.
Okay.
So, Danielle, do you have a special question for us tonight?
Well, karma. You mentioned karma to me a couple weeks ago.
Okay. And what did you want to know about your karma?
What is it that, what it's about and what I need to do? Like, I don't know much about, I know what karma is, but I don't know anything about in my aspect or whatever. What do I need to know?
Jacqueline, do you have her birth data?
I believe I do here. Your birth date is June 13th, 1981. Is that correct?
Yes.
Excellent. You have an interesting aspect here as far as your lunar placement is concerned. And with that lunar placement and karma, it comes back very strongly to you, okay? And when you want to talk about karma, it's a change of attitude more than anything else, okay? Because what I find with this is that you have a tendency of always desiring more in a situation or desiring a situation to go further than what it is. And all you do is, instead of that, is live in the moment and live in the now. Think about it as being a good situation, not necessarily something that you have to fix or do something about. Do you understand it that way?
Okay.
Okay, and things will start to change. Your whole attitude changes when you start to think, I mean, your whole life changes when you start to change your attitude as far as it's good, things are, life is moving along, things are going in the direction I want, okay? And if they aren't going in the direction you want, then ignore it, okay? You have a tendency with that Mercury in Cancer to really hold on to things for a long time, hurts and pains and things like this. And you got to let it go, Okay, and move on. Live in the moment, live in the now, and move on from there.
Okay.
Do you understand it that way?
And I always want more.
That's karma code.
Okay, and I'm always wanting more.
Yeah, and with that desire, what you're going to desire more instead is more of the good experiences in your life instead of saying, I want this specific thing in my life. Okay? You've got a moon in Scorpio, Mercury in Cancer, and a Venus in Cancer. Those are very strong water parts to you. Not only that, you have Uranus, which is always interesting in Scorpio, but those three primary planets, which are called inner planets, they're your personal planets, really make you hold on to things way longer than what you should. Okay, and so you've got a Gemini sun and a Mars in Gemini, so it's, okay, that wasn't so great, let's move on, but I want this part of my life to be happy. Instead of, I want my this part of my life to go this direction. Okay?
Okay.
Forgetting is one thing that you have to do.
Forgetting the bad things that happen?
Absolutely. Forget about it. It's done. It's in the past. It's gone. Move on.
Okay. Yeah, I've been thinking about myself.
Realize you're one person who won't repeat things twice. That's how come you're so cautious. And what you want to see, and you want some vindication or justification for being wrong, and you're not going to see that in the immediate present. You see that down the line in a long-term situation once you let go.
Okay.
I just want to say one thing, and that's this. You were born with Saturn exalted in Libra and square to your Mercury. Okay, you've got a grand trine in air. You're a perpetual student. You're always going to want to learn more things. You're always going to want to share the information. So it's very important that your closest relationships do share some of your philosophies of life and some of the things you want to investigate. But you get very disappointed when people can't speak your language or they don't want to hear about it. So because of that, it is good for you to be the nutritionist, to be the teacher, to instruct others, because they're going to come to you readily wanting to hear what you have to say, wanting you to share what you've learned. So you're definitely on the right path for your karma, Danielle. Okay?
Okay. Awesome.
All right, see, well, you have a really nice night. Good weekend.
Okay, you too, and I'll be at tarot class on Thursday.
I'll be looking for you at the Lifestream Center. Okay, great.
Okay, I'll be there. All right, thank you, guys.
Bye. Yep, bye-bye.
All right, bye.
I tell you what, she was on here way before I even got started.
No.
Yeah. Well, we have somebody else that's already been on hold for about 20 minutes. You want to grab them?
Yes, let's go ahead and do them.
Okay. Hi, you're on the air with the Illumination Station.
Hello, welcome to the new year.
Welcome to the new year to you too, as well. This is the Chinese New Year coming up tomorrow. How fun is that?
It's going to be my year, I tell you, because I'm a dragon.
All
right.
This is a black water dragon year, isn't it?
I think so, but it's actually, I was looking at my chart, March 23rd, 1964, and it's going to be a great year, actually. A lot of changes going on in my life.
And what time were you born?
11:54 p.m.
And what city were you born in?
Medicine Hat, Alberta, Canada.
Can you say that again for me, please?
Medicine Hat.
In Canada. Do you still live in Canada?
Oh, yes, I do. Yeah.
In the same place?
I believe so.
Great. So you're looking forward to this year.
Yeah, there's been a lot of changes going on, so I've been keeping my toes, especially astrology-wise.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I tell you what, this could be a year of the epiphany for you. With Uranus approaching your sun, that's pretty amazing. And also, Pluto's already surpassed your south node, though, so you already realize what's missing, and now you're going to create some powers to create that. And it looks like you are going to be using a lot of metaphysical things that you've already learned, not necessarily only in this life, but in others, in order to pull all this together?
Yes.
Are you naturally a healer?
No, actually, I'm a teacher, actually.
All right. Well, Chiron is sitting on your Saturn and has been for a little while, and Neptune's approaching it. And a lot of times what you can teach other people, again, can be very, very helpful tools for them. What do you actually teach?
Actually, I teach Native drumming.
Wow, that sounds fabulous.
Yeah,
very spiritual.
Wonderful.
Yeah,
that has
a wonderful ancestral energy to it. What do you see, Jacqueline?
Well, and I understand the teaching process for you, and I think that that's a very good thing for you. I think this year you're really going to excel with the teaching process. I do feel that there's great benefits that have already started coming and will continue to come for you. My whole situation here is discipline. Stay within the discipline, not with what physically is presented to you.
But what do you mean by that?
What I mean by that is stay with what you feel is right and not what is presented to you. Stay within your own morals, values, and beliefs, because I think that there's going to be certain things offered to you that might boost your ego but might not be beneficial for your path. And so stay within your own morals, values, and beliefs this year, and I think you'll do really well.
Yeah, I was challenged a while back in November of 2011, and it was a friend I haven't disconnected a while back, and he challenged me, but I got an answer from a comet that flew by, it came out of the sky, so that was my answer, that, you know, keep on my path.
Absolutely, and that's my point, is that you've got to really stay on that path. The only Earth really you have that you can work with is your Venus. So you have to cherish and honor yourself first on this physical plane before working with anybody else, because you have a tendency of being overly generous to others as far as giving them the benefit of the doubt until they prove themselves wrong.
Yes.
Even though you may not feel, you've got this great vibration. You can feel people's energies, and you need to stay within that, not what you physically see.
Yeah, you're right about that. Actually, even in terms of you know, even looking for a relationship, it's interesting. I can't say that much. Or when students do come into my presence or my area, that I really can't say that much, even though I know kind of what's going on, is that I can't
say
that much.
Yeah, absolutely.
So.
This is their
journey and their
experience.
Do us a favor and tell us where you're going to be on your next birthday.
Oh, that'd be great.
That'd be fun.
I don't know where I'm going to be, actually, on my birthday. Why?
If we look at your solar return, we can take a kind of an overview of the year ahead for you.
Oh, great. You know, I might be actually in the same place where I'm living right now. I'm in a different city, right? I think I told you about, the church changed, so I'm in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. So that may change for my year coming up, too, or my birthday coming up.
Okay. How do you spell Edmonton?
Edmonton, E-D-M. O-N-T-O-N.
Having a tough time finding
E-Z-M-O-N?
No, E-D as in E as in Donald. E-D. D as in Donald.
Oh.
M. O-N-T-O-N.
Okay. Oh, this career takes off this year. This is a great thing. I really like this as far as how the transits for this year for you as far as your career is concerned. It does guide you stronger into that teaching process here. But also remember, the student is the teacher and the teacher is a student in that process.
Yes.
Okay. You've got your part of fortune in the first house this year. You are one lucky guy.
What does that mean?
It means you're, the part of fortune is an Arabic part. And it's like, kind of like a double Jupiter, is the way I explain it. It's like you've got two guardian angels over your shoulder instead of one. Okay. Well, this one, it's in your first house. So what it does is it protects you everywhere you go. Whatever you do, it's going to bring benefits to you. So it's just being present in what you should be doing that's going to provide everything for you.
Okay.
So this
exactly.
is definitely your year.
To Mars, too. It's very close to your Mars. And Mars in Virgo is all about rhythm. It's all about drumming. It's all about perfecting the work. It's all about the healing value of the music that you're sharing and teaching. And you have Jupiter as a high star in the heavens, the planet of good fortune and abundance in Taurus, which helps you to manifest fulfillment on many levels, loving what you do, creating the income, and perfecting the gifts. Perfect.
It is. It's great. This is a good year for you. It really is. Do what you need to do as far as your career is concerned, and everything else will fall into place.
Okay. I will.
All right. Well, you have a wonderful weekend.
Well, thanks, Jacqueline. Thanks, Aphrodite. And thanks much for the blessings of your gifts. Thank you very much again.
You're welcome. All right. Good night.
Good night. Bye-bye.
That was great. That was fun.
Oh, that's a great one. He's got a good year ahead of him. He really does.
I know it. Well, and it just flashed on that because I know how much you love to look at those solar returns, and he really wanted kind of like the yearly view. And I said, oh, man, we got to ask him that.
Yeah, you know, I'm a solar return fanatic. When you did, I was like, yes, let's go. Solar returns are great because of the stamp or the imprint. It's a tone that it gives to your year. And I really enjoy working with them because there's some power in being able to use that secondary energy to have a little bit more control over what's going to happen or not happen in your life, depending on the location you are, on the time, on the day that you were born, or on the time that the sun returns back to the same spot as when you were born. So.
Exactly. Well, we have a few other people on hold, but before we talk to them, I just wanted to mention to everyone that we have created the Illumination Station also on Facebook. So if you'd like to go in and write in there and tell us what you think about the show, what you'd like us to do with the show in the future, give us some feedback. If there's anybody out there that wants to know the call-in number is 213-286-6741. And again, that's 213-286-6741. Let's take our next caller.
Okay.
Hey.
Good evening. You're on the air. Hello. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi there. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Great. Great. What can we do for you this evening?
My name is Michelle, and I was born November the 16th of 1959 at 202 in McRae, Georgia. And
can you say it a little?
Uh-huh.
Can you go a little slower with that? November what?
November the 16th of 59.
Okay. And the time you were born?
2:02 a.m.
And the city?
McRae, Georgia.
Is that two words?
Yeah, McRae, M, little c, capital R-A-E, and the state of Georgia.
Are you, do you still live there?
Yes. I live in Eastman, Georgia.
Okay, great. So did you have a big question for us tonight?
Well, there's a lot of changes that's going to be coming this year for my husband and I. He's going to retire, and we're going to open up a business with my father and mother, and I will be a part of that, but there are some other things that I'm wanting to study, and I'm just wanting to know, will I have the time and the financial means to pursue some things that I'm interested in?
Well, Well, the first thing I see is that this is really nice because this is actually a great liberation for your husband, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It is.
Yeah,
it is.
He's very excited about it. And I don't know, as far as studies, were you talking about personal studies or actually going to college, like a university,
no,
or were you talking about doing it another way?
No, not going to college. I'm interested in some metaphysical things that I would like to study.
Okay, great. Okay. Well, I have to tell you, no matter how much you learn over the next year, you will not feel like you've learned enough. You are so hungry for this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I will say, give you one suggestion that I think will work very well for you, and I think it is learning astrology. You have a natural talent for it with the Sun and Moon and Neptune. All three of those in Scorpio really highlight that. And I think it's a great thing for you right now to study. And, yes, I do feel that it is important for you to have that avenue of expression. I think you consume yourself too much with your mate's needs. And I think that he could fly a lot higher on his own, even though he may not feel uncomfortable. And what I'm trying to say is become the cheerleader for him instead of doing it for him.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping, that when he retires and with this new business, you know, I may have to play a part of it for a couple of months, but I'm wanting to play very little part of it after
that's
that.
That's my point. I agree that you need to do that, but I think you're going to get sucked into more than what you should, because instead of having him do it and cheer him on, telling him the information, you're going to be doing it for him. Do you understand it that way?
Yeah, I wouldn't have to be doing it for him until he retires.
Okay, well, I think he needs to take on more responsibility before he retires, and I think that you taking that on will continue that habit to where you'll, again, deny yourself something that I think is really strongly good for you.
Yeah, and that's what I don't want to happen. I don't want to get caught up with that.
Then don't.
I think this year you're going to do some, but I think next year you'll do even more.
Do even more of what
studying
I want to
do? Metaphysics and spirituality really developing your psychic sensitivities, which are, as Jacqueline mentioned, very, very profound. And you also have some healing gifts here, too, when you're dealing with light energy and thought forms. So you've got a lot going on in here. So a lot of the metaphysical paths will interest you. And then, like I said, we're hoping that you'll choose to be an astrologer like us, because we need more of us.
Well, that is something I'm very interested in learning. That's one of the things I'm very interested in learning.
I think you'd excel well at it. I think you'd understand it very well and feel very comfortable with it.
Because there's a lot to it, and you're very research-oriented, like Jacqueline and I are. And
yeah,
you go
that
deeper
brain
and deeper
thing.
Into things. Yeah, you go deeper and deeper into things and uncover all kinds of changes in motivation. And it's just so full-bodied, shall we say. There's so much to it.
Yeah.
I think you'd really enjoy that.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm hoping, to have the opportunity.
Well, and here you can make the opportunity is what I'm saying.
Okay.
Don't deprive yourself while helping out your husband. Okay. She's right that next year is stronger. You'll probably be more full-time next year than you will this year, no matter how I look at it. But, again, here, take one class here or there at this point in time, even if it stretches you a little bit. Limit your time more with this business venture with your husband. Allow him to take off and let that have his interest in it more than yours.
Oh, that's what I'm planning. I'm planning on him, that being his baby. So I've got my own interest. I mean, I don't mind helping a little. But
well, that's great. Well, check back in with us and let us know your progress.
All right. Thank you.
Here you bye-bye. Have a stellar weekend. All right.
You
bye-bye.
Too. Bye-bye.
Amazing. Just amazing.
I love that Mercury in Sagittarius.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. A lot of fun, a lot of being on the ball. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we have another caller that's been on hold for almost a half an hour. I suppose we better grab them.
Okay.
Good evening. You're on the air with the Illumination Station.
Good evening.
How are you?
Hey, I'm good. My birthday is July 5th, 1963.
And do you know what time you were born?
9:56 a.m.
Excellent. Okay, and what city were you born in?
Memphis.
Tennessee,
do you live
correct?
In Memphis now?
I do.
Uh-huh. You've called in before.
Yes, I've called in before.
We're so happy you called back.
Yeah, love the show. I'm always listening to astrology shows. I'm trying to learn all I can about astrology.
Well, I tell you what, this is the time to learn and relearn. You're going to realize a lot of the stuff that you've already learned, you're going to want to go back and review it with this Mars retrograde coming in tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Exactly what I was looking at right there.
So what's going to be going on with me?
Reexamination of things from the past. Redoing
I'm already
things.
Doing
re-examination.
It.
You got to clean some stuff up until after April 13th.
You said put it up?
Clean things up.
Okay. Clean things. Okay.
You
okay.
Put it up, throw it out. You know, really sift through a lot of things in your life and really mainstream your life a little bit better at this point in time. You'll find it'll be very good for you.
Okay.
I do think that because you have your Virgo rising and Mars ascending when you were born, you do put a lot of thought into everything, and you really are very good at analyzing things. And I think it's hard on you a lot of times when things that happen are so seemingly unfair. And I think, again, it's a time for you to empty that out, like empty out the toolbox and start over a little bit here. Sometimes you have to empty in order to be filled, and you have an awful lot to give here. Now, I don't know exactly what you're studying in astrology, but from what I'm seeing in your chart, I highly recommend you get involved in, like, medical astrology and working with the healing arts that you can manifest through looking at the astrological chart. I think you'd be fabulous at this.
Okay.
Now, is there love in your life right now?
Not really. I want it. It just hasn't happened yet. Or maybe it has. There's someone there, but I don't think that's going to go over well. But I don't know.
Because you really want somebody to just knock your socks off, don't you?
Yeah, knock my socks off reality and truth and love.
Yep, exactly.
And, you know, commitment, long-term stuff. Yeah.
But you don't
exactly.
believe you can have it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you realize that?
I thought about it not too long ago.
Okay.
So do you really want this, or do you really believe it can happen? I asked myself
I'm going to tell you it really, truly can happen is what I'm going to tell you about this. I think your self-doubt is what really stops the situation. You already know you're not going to settle for just anything, okay,
yeah.
Just to have a relationship. There's only one last relationship left that you're ever going to get involved with, okay? So you might as well be open to it if you're only going to have one last relationship. Okay. You have Uranus in your seventh house at this point in time, and so there's sudden changes coming along where somebody could pop right in. But I find that you're the one that blocks it with your own self-doubt. And I would be open during this period of time because somebody really great could come in, especially when it goes over your Jupiter.
And when will it go over my Jupiter?
That I would have to refer to Aphrodite. That's a while away.
It's a while away, and I actually think it's going to come in sooner. And one of the reasons I say this is because I really feel that, I don't know exactly what you do for actual work, but Uranus is going to go into square with your Mercury in Cancer in a couple of months here. And I have a feeling that that's when you could actually connect with the person at that point in time. And because Uranus is already in square to your moon in very late Sag on that Capricorn cusp, this could be the long-term thing you've been looking for that has, I want to say, a traditional family value, but also can be spontaneous. can make you laugh for no reason at all, just because of the way they look at you, some little remark they make. You need humor in your life, girlfriend.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
I agree.
Yeah. So I would be very aware this spring. I think when all these planets start trekking through Aries, I think that late March and April, that's the time for you. And I think you're going to process some of your old stuff while Mars is retrograde, as Jacqueline pointed out, until the 13th of April. And then I think that beyond that point, you're just going to find somebody that's so very different that even if you hadn't done your work, they're so outside the box that you'd know that this person was very, very different. And that's why you need something different than from anything you've ever known.
Okay. Yeah.
You don't want to pick up any wounded puppies anymore, do you?
No. No more
no.
wounded puppies.
That's what happens with people that want to heal and help, you know, whether they're counselors or nurses or psychologists.
Yeah.
They end up picking up the wounded puppies on the planet because they have a rollover from their career, you know, to their personal life, and you're getting it now, okay? And you don't want to do that
yeah.
this time. You want to have a strong support for once.
Yeah, exactly.
So put your mind and your thought in that direction. You want somebody that's a bit of a character, can make you laugh, but is still as honest as the day is long and comes from a traditional family.
Honest.
That's what's going to work.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That sounds great.
Well, thanks so much for calling in tonight. Check in with us frequently. We're happy you called us back.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. God bless.
God bless you.
That was great, wasn't it?
That was.
Well, this is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline.
And we're usually here on Saturdays. And Jacqueline, I was going to try and get a hold of you before the show, but I didn't. And I want to know if we can change the time next Saturday to just a little bit later, like maybe 4:30
sure.
to 5:30 or 5 to 6.
How about 5 to 6?
5 p.m. to 6 p.m. then next Saturday is when we're going to do the show again. And let's talk a little bit to the people about this incredible Chinese New Year, New Moon.
The Year of the Dragon.
Yes. Yes. Now, when I looked at the chart, I just really liked it. I liked that nice T-square with the lights.
And why do you like the T-square with the lights, Aphrodite?
Because a T-square between the lights, the sun and the moon are in early Aquarius, and they're in square to Saturn in its last degree of Libra exalted, the planet of, that helps us to form things. And then Jupiter, the planet that helps us to expand things, in the first degree of Taurus. And to me, it's just such a nice balance of energy because we can move forward and expand but not lose sight of the structure at the same time.
Oh, well, that's a good way of putting it. That's an interesting way of putting it. One of the things that I like about it, too, as well, is that Mercury plays a part in it because it does come close enough in orbit to make me feel comfortable. To really, people are seeing foundations, people are seeing the long term and being enlightened and awakened with it. And, again, I do like that 29 degrees Saturn because I feel that that is really helping people to really get back into balance. And I think this new moon is going to be very refreshing for that, to where they're going to feel like they're going to be a little bit more, especially the balance of the Jupiter on the other side being in Taurus and really giving you that grounding or that foundation to it. So I do agree that this is one of the nicer T-squares that I've seen.
Exactly, and I also like the fact that Saturn's an exact trine to Neptune, which brings back the ideals, the light workers, trying to make the world a fairer and better place, thinking we can make progress even in difficult times. I just love that energy. It's perfect.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And this is definitely a time of spirit and transformation of spirit with Chiron right there conjuncted. It really helps everybody enlighten and waken themselves to that spirituality and feel the resonation of this natural earth and be more in tune with the resonation of this earth at this point in time.
Absolutely. Well, we have another caller. Do you want to take another caller?
Okay.
All righty then. Hi, you're on the air. Hello, you're on the air. This is the Illumination Station. You're on the air. For some reason, we're not connecting.
Hello.
Hello, we're on, you're on the air.
Well, there's been interesting technical situations going on tonight. Took me almost 5 minutes to get in.
It did? Wow. Well, you know what? I had signed on a little bit earlier, and then I was hearing myself over and over again, and I'm like, what's going on here? But these things can happen, especially when, you know, you got both the sun and the moon basically, you know, going into Aquarius tomorrow, too. So I'm
yeah.
sure that's part of what's happening.
That's what I was directing it at, was that Aquarian energy.
Yeah, exactly. Well, if you'd like to call in, Illumination Station, the number to call in is 213-286-6741. Let's tell people a little bit about what we do, Jacqueline.
Okay. We're both astrologers. And I've worked with Aphrodite. Oh gosh, I don't know how long. Way too many years. And she's the one actually that pushed me into doing this and getting into it professionally. It was a hobby before that. And I am also a tarologist. I work with tarot cards as well as astrology. And I live in South Florida in the wintertime and in northern Ohio in the summertime. And in Florida, I work at the Spark of Divine Vero Beach every Friday, and I teach tarot and astrology there, as well as I have a place at the B&A Flea Market in Stewart that I work on Saturday and Sunday.
You keep yourself a little busy, huh, girl?
Oh, I'm bouncing all around.
Well, I read this wonderful place called the Lifestream Center in Roanoke, Virginia, and I do teach tarot there. We have a tarot share group, which is really fun. It's all interactive. I do all kinds of events. We have the Pagan Pride Festival. We have all kinds of festivals here in Roanoke that I try and do, the Salem Fair, and we have fairs at the Lifestream Center. I read out of this place called A Little Bit Hippie, The Next Generation, which is just an awesome place to be as well. Very creative and imaginative artisans put their work in there. It's really wonderful. And a lot of times I'm just doing people on the phone for readings, because most of my practice, you know, Jacqueline, from all the years we worked together down in Florida, they're down there, and I'm up here in Virginia now. But I go back to visit and do readings down there, and a lot of them keep in touch with me by phone, kind of like we're doing now, sight unseen. But it's all good. And we have created the Illumination Station on Facebook now, so you can write into me or Jacqueline. Our contact information is going to be, I'm going to do a better job of putting it up on the site so that you can get in touch with us. If you'd like to have a longer reading, we can ask more than one question and look into what's going on in your life. We usually record it for you. We take our time. We do the research on your chart. It's a very thorough kind of presentation, really. And, of course, you're allowed to ask questions and dig deeper into things that you have concerns about. Even before we do the reading, we'll do extra research for you. If you're trying to relocate, if you're trying to look deeper into your relationship to see what you can do to make it work better, we're there to help you with all of these things. And that's the beautiful thing about astrology. It touches every facet of your life. Right, Jacqueline?
Yes, it does. And that's the great thing about astrology. I fell in love with it because just like now with the Mars retrograde that's going to go to Monday, it really gives you indications of time to really harmonize and balance your life with the universe's when you see these things, because the Earth is always moving forward, and so our natural pattern is always to move forward. However, the heavens, some of the planets stop and recharge, so they go retrograde. And we have to really rebalance ourselves to be able to adapt and adjust to take that step back, take that second analyzation instead of always driving forward. And astrology shows you those indications of those times when it's best for you to take that step back and when it's best for you to take that full move forward.
Absolutely. And preparation is key. When a planet's retrograde, it is a time to reconsider the action of that planet in the house it's retrograding in, because each house in astrology is a facet of your life. And that's usually the place that you have to lay still for a while and reconsider what you're doing in the affairs of that house. For instance, if it's the third house, it could be your neighborhood where you live. It could be the getting involved in community politics. It could be creating a better space, getting involved in anything that has to do with your community and your lifestyle in that third house. And your brothers and your sisters and your neighbors and even your friends can enter into the picture where you're reevaluating where you're spending your time. Are you having enough fun? Do you want to take a class at the community college? What do you want to do with that energy? And when there's a planet retrograde, for instance, in that house, it's a time to reconsider these things. And then when it goes forward, you can go forward with your decision, because now at least you have more information. You figured out a strategy and a plan to, as Jacqueline pointed out, move forward. Well, I think our caller we dropped is back, Jacqueline. Let's see if we can snag him now.
All right.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. You're on the air. Hello? Hello, this is the Illumination Station. You're on the air. Are you there? No, why we're not connecting. Well, we have a couple of others holding on. I just wanted to give them a chance to talk because it looked like they called back. You're on the air. Hopefully they'll call back. I don't know what's going on. There's a lot of storms going on all over, you know, the northern part of the continent, so that could be part of what's going on.
Yeah.
Well, let's take the next one, and hopefully we'll be able to connect with them.
Okay.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi there. How you doing tonight?
I am well. How are you?
Oh, great. On a scale of 1 to 10, I'm about a 27.
Oh, good.
Good. What can we do for you tonight?
I was wondering if you could give me a chart reading.
All righty then.
What is your birthday?
It's 7/12/1949.
And do you know what time you were born?
1:30 p.m.
And what city were you born in?
Summers Point, New Jersey.
Can you spell that for me?
Yes, S-O-M-E-R-S, point.
Oh.
Got
two
it.
Words.
Correct.
Do you still live there now?
No, I don't.
Where do you live now?
I live in Stonington, Maine.
Stonington.
Was there something specific you wanted us to take a look at, or just take a look at your chart and tell you what we see?
Why don't you just tell me what you see, what's popping out for what you see.
Okay. Fair enough. I like it when that happens.
Wow.
Uh-oh, I heard a wow.
Was that good?
Well, the first thing that stood out in your chart, and we were just talking about this T-square, is Libra is in your first house. And it's transiting your first house at this point in time. And that T-square is going from your first to your seventh and up to your tenth. Or, well, your midhaven, I'll put it that way. And so there's – what are you doing for a living?
I'm a jewelry artist.
That could be a great benefit right now.
Well, that's good. I'm developing a website.
Great.
That's a great thing. That's
a great
thing.
And it should be international. You're going to have a whole international flavor to your company.
Oh, interesting.
Someone else told me that.
Yeah.
And the other thing I see here, too, do you have a lot of family responsibilities?
No.
Oh, good. Don't create any. Don't create any. Exactly. That's what I was going to say. I hope that that's not the case, because then she's going to be stuck into that grand square with the nadir. I'm like, don't get her stuck. Oh, this is is a great chart, though. What artistic energy you have. I mean, that nice Venus-Pluto conjunction Leo in your 10th house. This is a great business for you to be in. And the more dramatic they can make that site, the better. Lots of bright colors, lots of, like, real creative energy. You know, you really want to wow them.
Well, I think the jewelry will wow them. I have very creative, funky jewelry.
Excellent.
I think it's a good idea. I really will pursue it a great deal. And I agree with Aphrodite that I think it's going to take off stronger internationally. I think there's going to be a little bit in the United States, but that's where I would not focus. I'd let that be what it is. I think that you're going to be surprised at the countries that are going to really enjoy your jewelry, believe it or not.
Oh, that's interesting. Is this because my sun signs in the ninth house?
Well, your sun, Mercury, and Uranus are all in the ninth house, and you're in a Uranus square. This could take off like a rocket.
Oh, great.
Yep. Yep. And the thing is, that's why a lot of times when people start a website, they don't do international shipping. I'm going to advise you to bite the bullet and do it.
Okay.
Okay, because I just think it's going to end up to be very beneficial for you to do it that way at this time, because you're going to see that there's going to be, as Jacqueline pointed out, places you hadn't considered, they're going to be very interested in what you're creating here.
Absolutely. That's
you're pretty fast,
really
too.
Everything.
You're pretty fast at creating this stuff, too, aren't you?
I am. I just go into a trance, and it just happens.
Exactly.
Wow.
That's the way it happens with you. That's exactly what I saw here, is that you just go into this trance, and it's like you channel your jewelry. It just comes.
I do.
And you just go with it, and you flow it. And I want you to do the business like that as well. Okay, follow it just like that. And again here, don't miss a country, okay? Don't discount a country, because I'm going to tell you that square is really challenging that international thing to say, hey, we've got a spot for you. You just got to get it out there to it.
Oh, that's interesting, because I'm actually going to Ireland and Scotland for a month in May.
Wow, that's great. Perfect.
I'm actually going there.
That is wonderful. That is wonderful. And again, Jupiter's transiting your seventh house, so there's a lot of people you can do business with. And you can even basically have people that are open to helping you to distribute it in other areas, too. If you're traveling there and you can actually make the physical contact, more power to you.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
I'm actually not going there for business, more for pleasure, but this international stuff sounds really interesting.
Yeah,
I think
exactly.
It will be. Don't get me wrong. You're Cancer Sun. No matter how you look at it, you're an all-American girl. You have, you know, it's fun to travel. But I've got to say, your foundation and your home is so rooted in the United States. I don't think you're going to be ever living in another country. But doing business with them and traveling back and forth, I could see that working for you very well.
Oh, that would be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Well, we're so glad you called in tonight.
Well, thank you.
And you have a stellar weekend.
You too.
All right.
Thank
Bye.
You. Bye.
All right, we're going to try one more time to get this poor person that's called in the third time. Are you
oh,
ready?
Please. Yes.
Greetings, you're on the air. This is the Illumination Station. Hello, you're on the air. Can't hear them. So I had to give it one more try. Well, we have time probably for at least one more, so let's grab this other person that's been on hold.
Okay.
Greetings, this is the Illumination Station. You're on the air. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, how are you doing tonight?
Good, how are you?
Great. What can we do for you?
I wanted to see what was coming up in my chart for, I guess, this year.
What's your birthday?
5/23/67.
And do you know what time you were born?
10:55 p.m.
And what city were you born in?
Brooklyn, New York.
Brooklyn.
Do you still live there?
No.
Where do you live now?
Florida.
Oh, we're in Florida.
Claremont.
Claremont.
Ah, beautiful area.
Beautiful area.
Mm-hmm. I came down to visit, and I'm not trying to go back.
How do you spell Claremont?
We're having it.
C-L-E-M-E-N-T. I mean, M-O-N-T.
Correct. Okay, there you go. Yeah, I live on the East Coast. I live in Stuart, Florida. And we're having a remarkably nice year this year as far as the weather is so beautiful.
Only thing I'm not crazy about is the very large bug that you sometimes see.
They can't be large here.
And being a native New Yorker, you would think that I would have seen these things before, but no.
Nothing like Florida.
No.
They grow big here. It's all the humidity. The lizards, the massive amount of lizards, it was a transition for me.
Lizards don't bother me. Snakes don't bother me. Bugs bother me.
Oh, boy. Florida's got plenty of those.
Mm-hmm.
That's for sure. Oh, boy. So how long you been down in Florida?
Well, kind of on and off. I'm not down here permanently yet. Hopefully within the next year I will be.
Okay. All right.
I think you're going to make that choice. I do think you're going to make that choice. I still think this next year you're going to be going back and forth. So I think you have a little while before you settle into Florida.
Mm-hmm.
But it will be. You have a home that you're going to be selling up north. Is that correct?
A home that I'm going to be selling now.
Okay. Because I find some benefit coming from your home this next year.
Well, I broke my leg.
Oh, geez.
So probably insurance from my home, my old home.
Oh.
Ah, okay. That makes sense.
Okay, that makes sense.
Saturn makes sense.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Yeah, you're going to receive
benefits. Is there love in Florida for you?
Excuse me?
Is there love in Florida for you?
I hope so.
It seems like you're going to meet the challenge of love and a new home simultaneously in your coming and going to Florida. It's a package deal.
You're right. It is.
Okay.
I'm kind of like, I'm one of those people, love me, love my dog.
There you go.
So,
your dog,
you know,
is like your
like,
baby.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm not necessarily speaking about my dog, but I'm just saying, you know, I'm that type of person. What I have is, you know, what you see is what you get.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And you're going to be very empowered this year, and I think whatever's going on as far as compensation for your knee, see, Pluto hasn't been in Capricorn since the Revolutionary War, and Capricorn rules the knee and the ankle of the body.
Mm-hmm.
And Capricorn, all has to do with suits, insurances, all that kind of stuff. And it's very close to your ascendant right now. So I feel if you're waiting for compensation, it's going to come through.
Good.
Yeah, because this is like kind of an interesting thing that's going on. Even now, it's opposing attracting to your part of fortune and Cancer because you were injured. And because the sixth
mm-hmm.
house is all about health and well-being. And in this case, you know, I know that you probably compromised the bone, but you also had some soft tissue injury too, didn't you?
Correct.
Yep.
And I'm going to tell you this.
Go ahead. Sorry.
I think acupuncture could serve you very well.
I love acupuncture.
Okay. So I would strongly suggest using that to rebalance your body at this point in time. I think that it will strongly empower your body to where it won't be so bad as it is now. You'll be able to function a lot better.
Thank you.
Movement. You need that movement.
Exactly. Florida's a good place to rehab. There's no ice and snow.
I know. And right now it's probably snowing up a storm. I think they've gotten like 5 to 8 inches already.
I know. It's unbelievable. The other thing I wanted to mention, we had talked earlier, I don't know if you were listening earlier in the show, but Mars is retrograde in Virgo. So it is very important, if you are given therapy to do, that you try and be as consistent as you can. With Mars going retrograde tomorrow, you know, my feeling is you're in a process here as far as that leg is concerned. Now, when mm-hmm. Mars goes direct on the 13th of April, I have a feeling that's when you're going to kind of feel like the therapy's done its work.
Okay.
And you're probably going to be very pleased with the results. Okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's also going to be complimenting your ascendant off and on. It has been trying to help you through this process, so it looks pretty good.
Yeah.
We're almost out of time.
I agree with
her.
It looks really good.
We're almost out of time. We're so glad you called in and check in with us. Let us know how you're doing.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you taking my phone call and giving me such amazing information.
All right. You're welcome. Check in. All right.
Thank you. Thank you both.
Well, this has been the Illumination Station. Jacqueline, let people know what number they can reach you at.
You can call me at 772-286-2720.
And you can reach me at 540-400-0110.
Or and catch us on Facebook at the Illumination Station.
Yeah, that's our new thing. And next week we'll be on from
5 to 6 p.m.
There we go. Have a great night.
Bye.
Bye.